Proclamation number 8383 of 17th of January, 1963. Illumination of the Divine Light of Love. How significant it is for you that a light is kindled for you on earth, that pure truth is supplied to you, that you as man cannot measure. But once you will recognize the greatness of my gift of grace and my endless love for you, my creatures, and never ever fall back into darkness from which I have led you out to the light. They are brightly shining rays which fall there where a person opens himself voluntarily for my love light. And these rays let everything be seen clearly. Man grasps his purpose of earthly life, his relationship to me, his God and Creator. He grasps all spiritual connections, and he strives again for the connection with me, which he himself had only interrupted, but which could never be completely loosened. One had struck you with blindness, he had caused you to follow him into darkness, and darkness has been your lot throughout eternal times. But now, as you walk the earth as a human being, you will again be touched by rays of light if you do not resist them. So much light will be brought to you that the desire can awaken in you to enter a state of light again. And then your desire will also be met. You possess as a human being intellect and free will, and you only need to judge both rightly. You only need to think about yourselves and your existence on earth and want to find out about it. Then you already enter voluntarily into my love stream circle and can catch rays of light which will touch you truly beneficially and will strengthen the desire for light. But this desire has to arise in your free will. You cannot be forced by me, because you have to show through the desire for light that you want to escape from that state of darkness, and thereby you also prove that you want to escape from my adversary and turn to me again. And this is the purpose of your existence on earth, that you confess me in free will. Therefore also a ray of love light must reach you from me. You must attain a glimmer of knowledge, which is offered to you all, but must be accepted by you voluntarily. Therefore you will be instructed from outside and be able to mentally deal with all knowledge supplied to you, and then you decide yourselves what you accept or reject. You decide whether you demand enlightenment or remain completely unimpressed by spiritual knowledge. And you are also urged by the inner voice, by the voice of conscience, urged to think right, but never forced. My love, however, pursues every man until his bitterly death and seeks to direct the light of knowledge to him so that he finds the right way and also goes it, which leads back to me, into his Father's house. This will always be my endeavor to give the soul light, in the shine of which it now recognizes itself and carries out a conscious soul work. In order to once again become the original being, which it was in the beginning and which changed in free will into the opposite. Man alone should and must recognize this. He must recognize his apostasy from me. His great original sin must be pointed out to him so that he knows for what purpose he walks the earth and leads his earthly life accordingly. This alone is important to know, and therefore this knowledge is supplied to you through my word, which is offered to you directly by me, so that you walk in purest truth. Your life on earth is short, therefore you should not waste the time with endeavors and researches of all kind, which have nothing to do with your soul's salvation. The knowledge about my work and activity in the whole of infinity will one day be transmitted to you in a flash when your soul enters the spiritual kingdom in a high degree of maturity so that it is close to its perfection. But as long as it stays on earth, only the spiritual maturing is to be striven for and promoted, and the intellect is not to burden itself with knowledge which is irrelevant for the salvation of the soul as long as the soul has not yet reached perfection. But this is likewise a trick of my adversary, to submit to men a knowledge which claims their intellect and holds them back from conscious work on themselves. And never will I myself support such an activity of my opponent by giving you knowledge of it. What to know is not of blessing for you. For as long as you are not informed about the most important thing, about the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, about my incarnation, about the becoming one of God and Jesus, that knowledge which you strive for remains only a pure intellectual knowledge and brings you no advantage for yourselves. For the work of redemption of Jesus Christ only made an outpouring of the Spirit possible, and therefore only then can my Spirit work in a man and impart fullest truth to him, when that redemption through Jesus Christ has proceeded, but which then also guarantees his working, so that man recognizes brightly and clearly what purpose divine revelations have and what can be rated as divine revelations. For do not forget, you people, that you live in the end times and that I've warned you against false Christs and false prophets. And these warnings and admonitions I also repeat today that you should not believe any spirit. For my adversary will also make use of the name Jesus, because he then only speaks of the man Jesus, but not of God himself. And he thus seeks to lead people astray, for God and Jesus are one. And when Jesus reveals himself, then God reveals himself. And truly, I am always determined only by my greater than great love for you, because it is a long way which you have already gone and which you had to cover in darkness because the light from me did not find access to you. But now let yourselves be illuminated and let me kindle a bright light. And you will walk in truth, as I have promised you, that I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Accept what my Spirit now announces to you. Because you are to test, but keep the best. And what goes out from me, that is a delicious spiritual good, which guarantees you an eternal life, because it is love power from me, which can never remain without effect. Amen.